I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. It's 10 past 7 now.
Can you hear us, SOS? Hopefully you can. I mean, like, what's the point if you can't?
We're here.
Is it on?
We're here. How are you?
Now, it's a bit warm this morning, which is good.
It's warm, it's wet as well, which wasn't the plan.
That's the bit that isn't as good, yeah.
That really wasn't the plan. There was no forecast for that. That just came in. That's rogue rain, that is. Rogue rain.
Rogue rain. They are saying it'll brighten up as the day goes on.
It will, yeah. That rain shouldn't stay around for too long. Right, front pages again are difficult this morning. Of course, the funeral yesterday. And we had the minute silence, of course, right across the country. Ashling Murphy. Mm. A hug from us all is the front page of the Irish Daily Star. And a nation mourns. And that is the front page of every single paper, as you can imagine.
Very powerful images of her school children as well, which I think there was a request quite early yesterday to not share the children on social media. Which is quite understandable. It was if you were there, now that they were broadcast on TV and stuff, you can't really avoid that situation. But very powerful images.
God bless you.
I watched a little bit of the stream. It's just desperately sad.
Yeah.
But you kind of feel, I don't know, personally, you felt like you were nearly obliged to watch it. Or a bit of it.
I think everyone has that gut punch feeling in the whole country. It's just, you don't know what to say to people. You just kind of...
Yeah.
It's awful, isn't it? Doesn't cover it. Dad of five held on Ashling murder. Gardaí were last night interrogating a father of five over the murder of Ashling Murphy after his discharge from hospital. He was arrested after the discharge and taken to a police station in Tullamore.
Yeah, I'm very sad as well. Front page of one of the Indo this morning is Ashling and her boyfriend Ryan. They've been going out for 5 years and, you know, sometimes because... You're a young couple or whatever, you're not married, you don't get maybe as much attention. But 5 years is a long time to be together.
Poor man.
Yeah.
Right, I'll give you some lighter news, because I think we need a bit of lighter news. Mm-hmm. An Irish woman has listed her husband on sale on an auction site after he went on a fishing trip, leaving her alone to mind her two kids during the school holidays.
He's on an auction site?
Yeah, she's put him up for auction.
Is he a fisherman, though?
No, he's a beef farmer.
All right. So he just
John McAllister... She's described him on a site called Trade Me as being 6'1", 37 and a beef farmer. She said she's many previous owners. However, he should remain loyal if he's kept fed and hydrated. She lives in New Zealand with this guy and has put this up. She's trying to auction him off. She's listed him for $25 in New Zealand. So she's not even thinking high money. Just let's auction him off. So maybe this will teach him a lesson.
Yeah, so has he not been back at all?
He said the trip was inexcusable regarding time, considering the kids were on school holidays, bedtimes were slipping later and later. They were all driving me mad. He was sure to fetch a pretty penny. He's avidly watching the ad to prove the theory that he's worth a few quid. It's just a bit of fun, but it's funny. Made me laugh.
Nice one.
It's a pog's life. Pogba wants to leave Man United and go to Real Madrid.
Nothing new there, in fairness.
No, and apparently they're opening the door. And like, you know, the man has never really been happy the last couple of years. Let him go.
Meanwhile, Conte has condemned the amount of people he thinks are using, maybe not feigning injuries, but using injuries as a reason to postpone matches. He's not having that.
Well, the Arsenal game against Spurs was called off. The two of their players had COVID. They have a full squad. There's plenty of players they could have played. So they didn't really have to cancel that one.
Wayne Rooney is a favourite to get back to Everton.
Is he?
As a manager.
Is he? Okay, well, that'd be interesting.
Yes. Now, Frank Lampard has also emerged. But they have more of a...
They have a graph for him more.
Exactly.
A lost Shetland pony that was arrested after causing havoc with morning traffic. I didn't know you could arrest a pony. Has been reunited with its owner. A pony was found wandering on the main street of Carrickmacross in the early hours of yesterday morning and taken into custody by local Gardaí, concerned for the animal's safety and everyone else's as well.
Yeah, there's the jobs that guards have to do that you don't really hear about, you know. You don't hear about chasing a pony or asking a pony, why did you go through the red light?
The Gardaí were at Carrickmacross were delighted to reunite the fellow with his owner. We would like to thank all the members of the public who shared the post and especially those who offered to bring food.
What's his name? We need to know.
They haven't...
Ah, come on,
they haven't given us his name, no.
My Little?
You have to put him in a cell. You wouldn't want to be in that cell.
You can't put a pony in a cell.
You can. Where else are you going to put him? You can't be just trotting around answering the phone, can
you? I'd say the pony would do worse damage than some humans have done in Garda cells.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they don't smell particularly nice.
Yeah, it's true.
Not that I've ever been in one, but you know what I mean.
And it looks like Virgin Media's flagship show, The Big Deal, could be axed after only one series.
Who's that now? Is that the Vogue one?
This is the Vogue one. Now, this doesn't make sense to me.
They push it enough. Did people know about it?
This is the thing. So Vogue is very, very popular. Like, her podcast is massive, right?
Just ask the Indo online stories.
You've got Jedward in there. You've got Boy George. You've got something for every kind of age group there. It's a massive show. I never watched it, but maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
But it seemed like the X Factor to me, only that you could make money out of it. There was some twist, but it was pretty much the X Factor.
It was 50 grand again, wasn't there, something like that?
The twist wasn't enough to make it a different show. Anyway, I don't watch any of those shows really, so that's nothing new. But I would have thought that it would have...
Yeah.
I never heard, and we mentioned this on the show, I never heard anybody talking about that show, ever. Like,
no.
Nothing on Twitter. Nobody even out about it, because like, it's Ireland.
What are you doing on TV?
You'd imagine people would complain. Nobody even complained.
And if not fans of Vogue or podcast or whatever,
yeah.
If not, maybe not them, they didn't necessarily want to watch it, but surely Jed were fans.
It came and it went. And these shows aren't just, you know, Vogue and Jedward. There's an awful lot of people involved in that show, so that's bad news for a lot of people who were hoping that they get a, you know, 10-year run out of it.
We're going to have a meeting, guys, to see what went wrong.
What went wrong? I don't understand what went wrong there.
You tell me.
I'm sure the people in Virgin Media are also scratching their heads.
I'm sure they are. Scratching their many heads. Although I don't think there's many people left there. I think they got rid of so many people. Maybe that's the problem.
Is it behind the scenes as well as presenters, is it?
Oh, as far as I know, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Turn the lights off. It's F104 717.
Coming up in Dish of the Dirt, I will tell you, it's with Strawberry Alarm Clock, by the way, in F104. I'll tell you, there's been a bust up. Behind the scenes.
For who?
Dancing on Ice. Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays and Alison Hammond.
Oh, well, he's off sick now for a while, so she'll leave him alone. Or he'll leave her alone.
Who's Sean Ryder's doing this morning?
No, Dancing on Ice, you just said.
Yeah, is he sick? What's wrong with him? COVID?
He's just has COVID, yeah.
Oh, is he?
He'd be grand, like, but well, he's not like going to work.
They were caught in an off-camera bust-up. I'll tell you about it in Dish. Tell you what, I haven't put a wheel on the Eastlink since I found out the charge is going to...
Would you give over?
I have not put a wheel on the East Link.
My most embarrassing East Link story was last year. And I was trying to use my phone to tap the little scanner yoke, whatever, to pay. Yeah. But I was at a booth where there was a human in it.
Yes.
My seatbelt caught me. Three times I tried to reach it. Your man just looks at me and goes, got a hand there. The seatbelt was just, whatever way it was caught, I moved quick the first time and it just had me. I was like,
Oh dear. if you weren't with us last week,
it's gone up 36%.
Our colleague Lar came in and said, you know, the East Link's 190 now. And I said, no, I thought it was 140. Gone up 50p. Not a wheel.
50p.
Haven't
50p.
50 cent, whatever it is. I haven't put a wheel on it since.
Right. That's good to know. And how has that affected your life? Are you spending more time with Samuel Beckett wobbling from side to side?
No, it's going okay.
Right.
Coming in, I think it's faster. And going home, I'm kind of finding a new way home now.
I hope they turn the Samuel Beckett one day when you're sitting on it and you're held even longer. because you're avoiding the EastLink.
A young wheelchair user has appealed to dog owners. And let's appeal to all dog owners here.
What?
Pick up your poo.
Yeah, you have to.
This is a young wheelchair user who got dog stuff on their wheels of their wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Cian, who's only 11. He took to social media to ask people to make his village a safer place.
Look.
He's from County Meath.
Bags in my pocket.
Good man. I hope you don't leave them on the ground.
I don't even have a dog with me. No, I mean, it says they're biodegradable, but like, how long does it take for them to biodegrade?
If you put your dog poo in a bag and leave it on a wall or on
or
the
in
side
a bush
of the road,
or like,
in a bush,
you might as well just let them go.
You are the lowest.
Because it'll disintegrate quicker than the bag will, even if it says bio.
You just don't do that. And I told you there's a sign, please stop throwing your dog poo in bags over the wall into my garden.
Ah, that's not nice.
Like, they had to get it printed. It's not even handwritten. Oh,
to get the laminated.
Anyway, poor Keane's video's gone viral, and they said, look, you know, you let your dog you poo, and you don't think of people in wheelchairs coming along and going.
No, but you should, yeah.
Wheeling
yeah.
through it.
The same goes with people parking on footpaths and, yeah.
Or bicycles, like, or scooters, or anything.
It's tricky enough for someone in a wheelchair to navigate. Physically.
Exactly. Or people just don't want it on their feet, but, like, come on. So, if you are a dog owner who lets the dog go free,
yeah.
Maybe make 22 the year of the poo. Pick it up.
The year of the poo.
Pick up the poo. Do it for little Cian.
Yeah.
You don't want to be regarded.
But also, you don't want to stand it yourself. There's nothing worse. Did you? Oh,
yeah.
It's a reporter, Lenya Martin. We had a chat to her about it last year. She stood on some outside the back of Vicar Street, but unfortunately, it wasn't belonging to a dog. And I didn't say this because I'm not heavily involved in The Apprentice just yet, but a candidate has quit.
Oh, which one?
Sharma.
Which one's Sharma?
I've had to make a difficult decision to leave the process. She's one of the ladies, and she has. She was a children's day nursery owner. Does that?
I don't know. What they do for
see, it's still early enough to
There's a couple I have sort of pegged as winners. You know, I'm doing that. I do that competition thing, but there's a few that
I'm playing that with yourself now. Is it?
No, just when you watch it, you go, okay, they could win it. They have kind of a bit what it takes. Although the guy I thought was going to be very good was a bit of a moany. You know what, last week, so it went off him.
Ho.
He was team captain last week.
Moany ho.
He was a bit of a moany ho last week. He sulked when things didn't go his way.
Oh.
Like a big baby. So there's an American girl, I think she's very good.
Right.
She makes this face kind of like, you know, when they're very, very aggressively competitive, she's sort of doing this face like, okay, I'll just grin and bear this. I'll get myself to the final. So I think she's good. She could win.
You'll see it tomorrow. It'll be in the episode. So they'll cover. She's not just going to disappear off the show, like. So she explains.
The family reasons, is it?
No, she's got kind of a medical reason.
Okay, great.
So I think she goes into it. So they're not just going to go, hey, where's Sharma gone?
Okay.
Oh, we didn't cover that. You kind of have to.
It's still so early days. There's a few that you haven't even noticed yet, you know.
The search continues at 9 o'clock on Thursday nights on BBC, whatever. Is it one or two?
He has some great one-liners. Absolute cracking.
He's funny, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he writes them himself, but they're very good.
I'd say he's sharp with the old put-downs, all right. when you're him, you've seen it all. You've done it all. That's tomorrow night on The Apprentice. If you're following, we didn't do any spoilers, technically, you know. No. I hope he doesn't keep it till the end where he just says, right, you're also fired.
No, if she leaves...
Let it be on her terms.
You're allowed
like,
walk. You're allowed walk if you want.
Do you get a taxi then when you leave? Because you wanted to leave.
I don't know, but he keeps saying at least one of you. I remember the week he's fired everybody. That was the best. Do you remember he said, you're fired? And then the music started up again and you're fired. And then the third person was like, okay, grand, I'm back to the house.
You're
hang
also
on.
Fired.
Music starts again. You're fired. And then like nobody came back. They had to send a telegram or something to the house. Nobody's coming back.
When it just kicks in.
Lord Sugar, no, I don't want to hear any more from you. I don't want to hear any more from you, Mark. I don't want to hear any more.
Lord Sugar.
I don't want to hear any more from you.
Did you not give me... I wasn't even the project manager.
I made my decision.
I didn't pick the logo that looked like a
shy... I said I don't want to hear from you. No more talking. Please. No, this is a very difficult decision.
I can't feed my children. I need this job.
But with regret...
No, don't say it.
With regret...
Please.
We'll have to go to an ad break.
Oh. There's no ad breaks. It's the BBC.
Okay, you're fired. You're fired. Irish guy went last week.
Bring back Claude. Anyway, that's what's going on tomorrow night. It's F104. It's 7:26. Hello.
Shoppers, you have to be aware that there's a big... This is big news now if you're a Pennies fan.
This really is.
If you're a penny's hun, what's the male equivalent of a penny's hun?
A penny's mun. I don't know.
A penny's...
I don't know if we've given the lads a name for that.
They should. Well, are you penny's hun and you're a man?
Well, if you're going away on holidays or something, I'd definitely hit it up. I'd be like, get me shorts, get me... don't want no speedos, you know.
So they're going to move into the former premises of whatchamacallit?
Harvey Nichols.
Harvey Nichols in Dundrum Shopping Centre.
Does that mean Harvey Nichols is gone?
Yeah.
Right. I kind of swore and saw it only there a few weeks ago.
So anyway. Harvey Nichols, that's on a couple of different floors, wasn't it?
It was big, like, yeah.
You could go in through the car park if you wanted and go right up the roof.
House of Fraser. And that was...
Oh, House of Fraser. I better get this right.
Is it there then or is it Harvey?
You better get it right,
Jim. I will get it right.
Come on now.
Penny's has announced a major relocation and expansion for one of its Dublin outlets. The shop is being moved to the former House of Fraser.
Oh, okay.
In Dundrum Shopping Centre.
Stand down, Harvey Nichols.
Sorry,
you're open
Harvey
for
Nichols.
Business, of course, you lovely, beautiful. That's why I knew I saw you only a few weeks ago.
Yes. Harvey Nichols and then Discount Nichols will be very close. There's room for both.
There is, absolutely.
The move will cost 14.8 million. They've thrown a few good at this.
That's just a new few rails, no?
60,000 square feet of pennies.
That's the bit. That's the bit that is like.
Construction work will begin in the autumn. Don't worry, it won't close down. They'll still be open all the way through the construction.
So they're currently where? They're currently down on the bottom floor, in on the right there.
Yeah. This new store will bring a wider selection of products. This will be the mecca of pennies.
60,000 square feet of pennies.
And stuff that you can't get in like the Dunleary one.
Probably going to create a load more jobs as well.
You'd be definitely going out to Dundrum just to get your pennies on.
Is there a bigger pennies? I don't necessarily believe there is. There's a big one in Spain, I think, isn't there?
Damo O'Neill.
Who's he?
He's actually Damien O'Neill. I call him Damo
O'Neill.
I hope he doesn't mind. He added, increasing the size of the store means we can offer a much wider selection right across the fashion, beauty and homeware.
Is he the marketing manager for pennies or anything?
He probably is.
What's the title there, as I say? Seems you're calling them
He's
Damo.
Head of Pennies ROI.
Oh, that's
and
a
NI.
That's a nice job. See, a lot of driving though. Say he's a company car. Eats a lot of Circle K sandwiches.
Well, you're only speculating there now.
I am, of course.
Maybe
yeah.
He brings a pre-prepared chickpea salad.
Maybe he does, yeah. When he has the time. I'm sure you can get a specially prepared chickpea salad in Circle K anyway, if you like.
Yeah.
In fairness, petrol stations have...
What's your favourite Pennies, Nobby?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be this one.
It will be. Yeah, but what's your favourite pennies currently?
Like, I have a...
When you think of pennies... Well, the first thing... When I hear pennies, I think of the pennies in Dunleary.
I have a grown-up connection with the one in Ucrov. Yeah, because that's where I went. It's where I used to get me runners. It's where I'd get me bikinis for going away on holidays. That's where I'd get me whatever.
The Dunleary heads, you'll remember the old pennies. They used to have the steps.
Still there.
Steps, oh, yeah. And it steps up at the back. And there was two pennies side by side. There was like, you know, Primark and pennies. They used to, and then they joined them together.
Are they the same company or something? No?
Yeah, they are. But there was two, they were slightly different. And there used to be steps up at the back. And you get real bargains. Like, there was bins in there with all sorts of stuff.
Real bargains.
And they got rid of those steps. I used to play on those steps when I was a kid.
Right. So you're waiting for your mama to get the real bargains on the steps.
Yeah.
So she came out.
Well, they'd be in there, but chatting.
Chatting who?
Other mass.
All right, okay. Where's Other Jimmy? Mass. He's outside playing with the traffic. He'd be grand.
Oh, he's on steps there over there.
So that's a good question. Where is your favourite pennies and why? Is it because you went there as a kid?
Yeah. What is the one that makes... As soon as you think of pennies, you go, that one.
Is it because it's a fancy one and they have special bits that the other ones don't have? Where's your favourite pennies, please? 087-679-7104.
And if you say you go to pennies and you're looking for like a Star Wars t-shirt and it's not there, where's the one you go to that you know it'll be?
Oh yeah.
There's always a bigger one.
Well, it sounds like it'll be in Dundrum.
Dundrum will be the
60,000 square feet. Like, man, that's big.
That's whopper.
It really is.
60,000 square feet of pennies.
Yeah.
Where are you? I'll meet you outside pennies. Yeah. Whatever floor. Meet me. I'll be in there.
It's the top floor. It's,
put a tracker on me. I'm going to be a while.
But they have escalators and everything in House of Fraser.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, I'll look forward to that.
I don't know if they'll still have escalators. I presume they will.
Oh, you'd have to.
Yeah.
But it has escalated to 60,000 square feet, so yeah, of course. Anyway.
Well done, pennies.
That's a lot of mannequins, you know. Gonna need more mannequins. It's 7:46, F104. Your favourite pennies, please. Might be a strawberry clock cuddle mug in for you. You never know. Promise.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
So it was icy reception at Dancing on Ice. So Sean Ryder went there to support his friend Bez. Alison Hammond went there to support her friend Rhea Hebden. and they're in the crowd and they didn't get on. So they were in the jungle in 2010 together, and they had a falling out on that. I don't remember that. If you do,
they've not got along
since they clashed during I'm a Celebrity 2010. Alison told him, "I've never liked you from the first minute I met you and spoke to you. I've never liked you." Sean replied, "I know." Last night, Sean said, "Ever since the Jungle Show, I knew Alison didn't like me. On Sunday, I was proved right."
Oh, at least he's self-aware, like, you know.
Yeah, they didn't get on. They never will.
Now she has the power of Holly Willoughby and Schofield, who can get him thrown out because she works with them.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course, yeah, they'd be good pals.
If she wants, I'm not saying it's going to come to that.
I don't think she can do that.
Anyway, at least
you know the way I do the show now. I get rid of him. Can
at least
I?
He's aware. The power of 103.5 Dawn FM. Hey, it's the new name of the Strawberry Alarm Clock, or the Weeknd's album. So Jim Carrey turned 60 on Monday. He's involved. There was a gig on in LA, and I think it was just like, let's see who pops up at this gig type vibe. LA is sometimes when we're asleep.
The Dawn FM. The middle of nowhere on your dial. So sit back and unpack. You may be here a while. Now that all future plans have been postponed, and it's time to look back on the things you thought you owned, do you remember them well? Were you high or just stoned? And how many grudges did you take to your grave? When you weren't liked or followed, how did you behave? Was it often a dissonant chord you were strumming? Were you ever in tune with the song life was humming?
So many questions, Jim, so many questions.
So he pops up all throughout the album, and they have a great track at the end. It's really good.
It was live on Amazon Music and Twitch, but now it is on YouTube if you want to watch it back, because it's now been taken off the live ones. So there you go.
Do you remember the Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah.
And the dancer, Nadia.
Yeah.
Nadia Brkoshva. She
right?
was dancing with the Dan Walker fella.
Yeah.
She's broken up with her husband. And she's...
The curse!
The curse. And there's another dancer she's very friendly with. Not Dan.
All right.
There's a guy called Ross Marquand. I found a brilliant female impressionist a few weeks ago. And... this guy's Ross Marquand. He's absolutely brilliant. I think he's in The Walking Dead. He's one of the actors in The Walking Dead. You might know him from that. And his celebrity stuff is amazing. So he's doing celebrity impressions, but he's doing them from different films. So celebrities doing a famous quote from a different film they weren't in.
Kind of confusing.
So you tell me who he's doing. If you don't get all six of these, I will be surprised. He's unbelievable. But there's a bonus point if you can think of the film.
So they're
he's
actors,
doing.
But they weren't in the film they're quoting.
Yeah. So you can just tell me who the actor is, but if you can get the quote, guess the movie from the quote, that's also... You just play along in your car for the crack. There's no... There's just...
Oh, look, we let you play along with Instagram yesterday and look what happened in the end, so why not?
It's just the crack. Here we go. Ross Marquand is his name. He's fantastic. Here's his first one.
Are you talking to me? Then who the hell is you talking to me? Okay, well, I'm the only one here. So who the f*** think you're talking to?
So that's Goodfellas.
No. It's a famous line. You don't have to give me the movie. Just
Raging Bull. No.
Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver. You so talking to me? The famous.
Meant to be De Niro.
De Niro. But who's he doing? We've interviewed this guy.
How recently?
About 2 years ago. With somebody else.
Guy. Were they physically here or did we have to
We
talk
physically
to them?
We went to them on the stage.
Oh.
Of the Olympia.
Will Ferrell.
John C. Reilly. Who was very associated with Will Ferrell from Step Brothers. Right. So
good start.
You get the idea. So he's doing a celebrity.
John C. Reilly.
But he's doing a quote from a different film the celebrity wasn't in. Okay, so that throws you off. Don't worry about the movie.
It's a hard game.
Now, if you don't get this, I'd be very surprised.
Someday. And that day may never come. I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day comes, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
He is. So, can it be, it's not, can it be a TV show?
It can be, yeah.
So it's Sopranos.
Well, who's he doing?
He's doing James.
He's doing James, yeah.
and he's talking about Meadow.
Yeah, but what's the movie quote? Do you know that? You don't have to know it. On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Irishman?
No.
Go again. Oh, the Godfather.
Godfather, yay! Here we go. Here's this Ross Marquand is his name. He's fantastic.
Jesus.
You get the idea now. He's doing an actor, but it's from a different film.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And, you know, I'll kill you.
So he's trying to be Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
In Taken.
Very good. We're in. It's a good game. So, got three more for you.
That's very impressive. That's very good.
This is all the same guy.
All the sharks, they took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. And I want my sharks.
That's so good.
Okay, some sort of military, naval...
Something to do with the sea.
Wartime...
Don't worry about the movie. Who is he doing? Good looking man.
Not Jaws.
It is Jaws. It's Jaws the movie.
Okay. Good looking man.
Very good looking man.
Just give us a bit of it again.
And he did a kind of speech like this in a Quentin Tarantino film.
All the sharks, they took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. And I want my sharks.
Oh, so good. If you don't get it, like...
A good looking man.
He's a very good looking man. Like, he's one of the most famous good looking men in the world.
Not George Clooney, though.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good when you...
He's a bit like him, yeah.
Listen to him again. It's like when
all
you know...
The sharks, they took the rest.
Yeah.
June the 29th.
Yeah.
1945.
He's excellent. Okay, so... who is this?
I see dead people. They're walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead. They're everywhere. Wow.
So it's meant to be Christopher Walken.
Yes.
Talking about whatever the thing was called with Bruce Willis.
Sixth Sense.
Yes.
The last one. Last one.
What's
who is he and what's the movie?
I am your father. Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes. His name is Ross Marquand. Look him up on YouTube. He does loads and loads of different impressions. That's just a few he does. They're spot on. Like he's brilliant. I think he's in The Walking Dead. If you're a fan of that show, you'll know him anyway. I just fell across him the other day.
Christopher Walking Dead.
He's excellent, isn't he?
Very good.
I see dead people.
Very good.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Game.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Rebecca McGovern is in Blanchardstown, James.
How are you, Rebecca?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
Good. You're working from home?
I am working from home starting now the next few minutes, so should be good.
Starting in 11 minutes, Jim.
In 11 minutes, you have to. What'll be your first task of the day?
I'm just responding to a few emails, I think. Just a bit of admin work. So work for UCD, so not too bad.
Here's one I heard, guys, everybody working from home. If you get an old school watch, one that has a tick, like not digital.
Yeah, just a clock on the wall, yeah.
No, a watch, right? And it has like a ticky-ticky part of it.
Yeah.
If you put your mouse on top of the watch, it looks like you're always there.
a good tip.
It's because it moves the mouse a little bit.
Because the hands on the watch are ticking.
Yeah, yeah.
The mouse reads that as movement.
Right.
And you can go off and watch This Morning.
Yeah, but Jim, also, I think a lot of people work
from home. Obviously.
They are actually working.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
But everybody who works from home that I know has a sneaky 5 minutes on the couch.
There is even the software that can move the mouse for you.
Yeah.
Or makes it look like. Wouldn't know what it's called. Anyway, Rebecca, before you even start work, we have a chance now for you to win €1,000.
Brilliant. So excited. So nervous, but excited.
Well, don't be nervous. All you have to do is give us 10 correct answers.
We had a winner yesterday.
We did. Are we ready to go, everybody? Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What did Nelly the elephant run away from?
A mouse.
Starting with the letter O, what herb is associated with Mediterranean cooking?
Oregano.
The surnames Fallon, Kimmel, and Colbert are all associated with what type of American TV show?
What actor played Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
True or false, the Irish 90s girl band Bewitched are actually all practicing witches?
False.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
Where on the body would someone wear a garter?
Their leg.
Rafa Benitez lost his job as manager of what Premier League club in the last few days?
Everton.
Which rank in the guards is higher, sergeant or inspector?
Inspector.
And in what year did the current Dundrum Shopping Centre open? 2005? Or 2007?
2005.
Wow, Rebecca, you're good.
Wow, Rebecca.
You're good.
The Dundrum one was easy just because I remember going for the first time, but hopefully it's right, unless I just put my ears.
Yeah, did you queue up to get in, like? Do you remember? Were you in the queue to be the first in?
I remember I got brought up by a childhood friend. She was a bit older than me, and she just brought me on the Lewis for the first time, and she's like, oh, this is Dundrum, because obviously being from Blanche, I never went to really any other shopping centres, so it was just good. So I remember it being kind of busy in the glass lift. That's really all I remember.
The glass lift, yeah.
They're very fancy lifts.
Yeah, fancy compared to the escalators in Blanche.
leave the glass lift for people with buggies, will you? Use the stairs.
My first takeaway from the 10 questions is, I know what we're nodding to now at 8:30. It has to be a Bewitched song. Uh-oh.
Well, funny you should say that. I know a little girl who has discovered Bewitched.
Oh dear.
On a compilation CD. I love this song. I said, what? Huh?
Rebecca,
you did really, really well. So, like, 2005 was correct, Inspector is correct, Everton was correct. You'd wear a garter on your leg. Some men wear garters, Nobby, for their socks.
What about if you're wearing a kilt? Would you wear a garter then?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, have you ever worn garters to hold up your socks?
No, Jim, no.
Apparently high-powered businessmen do that.
Well, I wouldn't be one of them, so.
Cairo is right. Bewitched are not witches. They're foxes. Daniel Radcliffe is right. They're all late-night talk show hosts.
Yeah, oregano, sprinkle on your pizza or whatever else.
Nelly the elephant packed her trunk.
Rebecca.
And said goodbye.
To the mouse. Were you thinking of the Gruffalo or something?
Were you thinking of Three Blind Mice?
No, I was thinking that elephants are afraid of mice.
They are.
But naturally, like, they've done an experiment or something. I remember watching years ago, like, how a big elephant is afraid of a little mouse.
That's true. So do you remember the nursery rhyme, Nelly the Elephant?
No.
Do you not?
I literally just went with, like, okay. I remember I always stuck with it because I have a really good memory.
Let me sing a bit of a tune.
Oh, hang on.
Here we go. Have a listen to this. See if it brings back any memories. Here we go.
To Bombay, a travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again.
Nelly
the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Circus! Not mouse.
Oh no.
Off
oh,
she
no.
went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
Trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the
great, great elephant. Great the best rhyme. Elephant. The so good. Nelly the elephant, she was right. She
stopped
ran
in the
away
hands,
from the circus.
Stopped in the hands, it freaks
she
me out.
Ran away, fantastic. Best ever.
Oh, Rebecca, you were one off €1,000.
If you'd have said circus, you'd get a grand.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're sorry. Never mind you.
Asher. Thanks anyway, though. Really enjoyed it, though. It was a good thing to wake up in the morning.
And you're still early for work in 5 minutes' time. We'll give you a strawberry daffodil mug. Please come back another time. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Stop being so nice.
Don't be so nice. It makes us feel worse.
Yeah.
See ya.
Now we can text, give her the money.
You hang up.
There's always one guy, give her the money. Even when they get like 2 out of 10,
She's hung up good. Good. I wouldn't have been able to click her off.
Oh, that's...
She said, yeah, but ran away from the circus.
Yeah, where...
Do I need to check the lyrics
what's
again?
Nelly the Elephant
I'm telling myself
from?
Now. Hang on a second.
She ran away from the
Nelly
circus.
The Elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
she,
a circus.
She
sorry,
left
now.
The circus, yeah.
Give her the money. No. Said goodbye to the circus.
Who was it? There was a politician who did the opposite.
What?
They left their accountancy job and ran away and joined a circus. It was like John Major or somebody. And everyone said he's the opposite to Nelly the Elephant. Who was that politician?
It was in a circus.
Yeah, they left their accountancy job to join a circus. Who was that?
There maybe was somebody that was famous. A joke, no.
No. Everyone said like it was the opposite of Nelly the Elephant.
Okay. If you know, let us know.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Okay, so great answers yesterday, and we want some more today because we asked you if you had a time machine.
What does a time machine look like?
Where would you go? I don't know.
Has it got glass?
There's some great movies about time machines, but where would you go, Nobby?
I think I'd go forward.
How far forward?
I don't know. Maybe 50 years. See, and try and learn some lessons and then bring all the news back and say to everyone, we need to stop doing this. We need to stop worrying about that because it's actually not going to be a bigger problem. Bigger issue is this.
See, nobody
to
believe watch out it. For they them. Just think you're one of those weirdos
on
TikTok.
I know. I am.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. If I had a time machine, I would go to America to see YouTubers because I really want to meet one.
You're just
getting Aer Lingus there, you know. You'd be.
Those Irish YouTubers too.
Jim and Nobby, I am Ellie, and now if I had a bending, wait, what is it?
Time machine.
Time machine. I would go to the center of the earth.
The centre of the earth, good
core.
I love the way you had to consult your assistant there as well. What was it?
A bendy time machine.
What
first
is it again? Time machine. Thank you. I will continue.
Hi, FN104. Hello. My name's Aoife, and I would go back in time to meet dinosaurs.
Yeah, we all would.
Hi, Chichi Nobby. My name's Connor Ella. If I had a time machine, I would go to London. Bye.
Bye.
When in London though? Like now in London or like
1800s?
Oh yeah.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name is Daniel, and I will go into the future and mine some gems, and then I'd bring them home. Bye.
Clever.
So mine some gems. Does that mean actual gems, or are you talking about video game gems
or ice gems? Remember them?
Yeah. Are you talking about gems that you'd find in the ground? Is that what you're talking about?
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Lloyd, and I had a time machine. I would go back in time to the dinosaurs. Bye.
Bye. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, that's Superman. Sorry. Same art, composer.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name's Aaron. And if I had a time machine, I would go back to ancient Rome. Bye.
Ancient Rome?
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
I go back to 2009.
Do it all over again.
I go down to the side of the pitch, just as Thierry Henry, and I go...
What would you do to him?
Hey, Thierry! I distract him.
All right, okay.
And he go, yeah?
Keep your hands
to yourself. Nothing. The goal didn't go in this time, did it? That's what I do.
Thanks, Jim.
Irish man saves Ireland's blushes for the World Cup finals. That would have been deadly.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that?
I know, I could if I was there.
Thanks for all the messages, kids. It's 8:42 on F104.
Now,
It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dee's Grange, celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
Daniel Radcliffe is going to appear in a comedy film playing the life of the comedy parody songwriter Weird Al Yankovic, who was a famous musician. He used to release comedy versions of famous songs back in the 80s and 90s. And anyway, they're making a movie of his life and Daniel Radcliffe will play him.
Okay. Will that be a stretch or not?
I think, yeah, if you take the glasses off and put big curly hair on him.
He also isn't eight anymore as well, so that helps.
House of Gucci, Lady Gaga improvised the hookup with Salma Hayek on the set in the MGM studio. House of Gucci, the cast conversation panel, was moderated by James King. Lady Gaga revealed that she filmed a saucy scene with Salma.
There's a whole side of this film that you did not see where Pina and I developed a relationship.
Should I tell them?
The director's cut, who knows.
Maybe.
But this is a testament to him as a director because he allowed us to go there. And I remember being on set with Salma and going, so after Maurizio dies, maybe it gets hot. She was like,
you think she's kidding?
What happened then?
Don't know. Andrew Garfield and Dakota Johnson have reunited after 11 years. That's how long it's been since the Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
Dakota and Andrew reunited to discuss everything from filming with Jesse Eisenberg and Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake used to be in all the movies and then suddenly stopped.
Yeah, settled down.
And
too busy minding his kids.
So they were discussing the first time they met.
You're very poised. Almost awkwardly.
I'm ready.
When did we first meet? Do you remember when we actually first met?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any scenes together, obviously, in that film, The Social Network.
You and Jesse were so busy on that movie, and I was obviously in for 4 seconds. And I remember sitting down with you guys when you were having lunch one day. And you asked loads of questions.
Did I?
And you were really nice.
Was I?
Yeah.
Everything
and
has
Jesse
shifted.
Didn't acknowledge me. He was probably in character.
He was probably overwhelmed by your beauty, yes.
Yeah.
They sound quite romantic there together, don't they?
Well, they're good pals.
Yeah, but overwhelmed by my beauty. I know. Jennifer Aniston is currently filming a sequel with Adam Sandler to Murder Mystery. They're doing it in Hawaii. Nice work if you can get it.
That's rough, isn't it, going to Hawaii for a couple of months?
It is.
To hang out with some funny, cool people.
Yeah.
The Book of Boba Fett, the official event teaser trailer. Temuera Morrison, Ming-Na Wen, they're all there. And so Star Wars, The Book of Boba Fett follows Boba Fett and Fennec Shand after returning to Tatooine to claim the territory previously ruled by Jabba the Hutt. The duo will need to do their best to protect it. Spoiler alert.
Well, it's only a teaser.
Jabba is not the only Hutt.
There's more Hutts?
Well, Star Wars fans will know this already, but there's a whole planet called Hutt. And there's other Hutts, big, slimy looking. And there's more Hutts.
Pizza Hut.
I have to send a message. I'm the Grand Lord now. This territory is mine. All belongs to me now. My name is Boba Fett.
The Book of Boba Fett, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Oh, so it's not Boba then.
Episode 4 arrives today, and apparently it's all going to kick off.
All right, taking a half day, are you?
What?
You're taking a half day?
No, I watch it at night. You have to watch it when it's dark.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, hey, hello from my casita. We're here in Billboard. Amazing. And it's freezing here. And the plane is... okay, anyway. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah.
No. We don't talk about Bruno. But I... oh.
This is the song from Encanto that is that has been the most successful song for Disney since Let It Go. Let It Go.
Encanto, I haven't seen it. Apparently it's fantastic.
You'd be too busy watching Bubba.
Totes a mosh.
It's on the same streaming device and platform.
Yes.
Reunited pet is always a nice moment when things go right. So a woman is ringing her vet. Her name is Rachel Lawrence. One of her kids is very like Lewis Capaldi. If you ever needed a kid to play Lewis Capaldi in a movie... this lady's son should be it. Right. Anyway, she called about a procedure on her pet cat called Torvi. But in the background, she heard the noise of another cat. And it reminded her. She was like, I know that. I know that.
She recognised a meow.
That sounds familiar. Is that...
I suppose you would recognise your own cat's meow, wouldn't you?
Is that Barnaby? So, Barnaby had gone missing 8 months beforehand. They'd given up hope. They thought, you know...
Barnaby?
Barnaby? Is that...
Down the phone. So Barnaby maybe heard her voice.
Maybe. Down the phone and in the background. So she hung up and said, Grand, it'll be, you know, whatever the current cat needs, Grand, I have to sort it. A few hours later, it just wouldn't leave her head. So she's like, I'm just going to ring back and say, do you have a cat there who's black with a little bit of a white thing on his back paw? And they're like, yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to tell, like, GDP. GDP.
It doesn't look like cats.
GDP or aw.
GDP or aw. So they said, yeah, do you want some photographs? Said, yeah, I missed, we had a cat who went missing 8 months ago, 8 years ago, and
you'd know your cat in the wild, definitely.
And then she got to tell the kids, yeah, it's Barnaby, he's coming home.
Wow. So
they got two cats.
Remember when I was a kid, my dog went missing, and she was gone for about 4 or 5 days, and we got to the stage where we'd given up. I'll never forget coming in from school, and they didn't tell me. And there she was, in front of the fire, covered in muck. And she looked a lot skinnier because she hadn't been eaten.
No.
And it was like, she was grand. We fed her up and we washed her and she was okay.
It's pretty cool.
It's a great feeling.
It's like waking up from a dream or a movie. Also, last night I'd reason to be... Well, first of all, I didn't... Have you ever gone to IKEA? They have the little things just at the tills. The sandwich bags that you think you need more of. The little dime sweets in the bags.
I get those, you know, the clips for sticking on your bread when it's to keep it fresh.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're very good.
I've seen them before. Do you remember Marabou sweets? They were like yellow tubes.
Of course I do, yeah.
They now have made Marabous mixed with dimes. So
Marabou with dimes?
Crunchy on the inside.
There's jelly in it.
No, it's like...
Was Marabou kind of like...
They were just chocolatey. They were like the opposite of Rolos. They had a dent, like a saucer shape.
Right, yes.
I think they were Belgian.
So there's bits of Marabou in the dime.
Actually, they're probably Swedish. There's dime now in the Marabou.
Well,
that's pretty good. I was kind of hoping they'd just be Marabou, but
those little mini dimes are fantastic.
They are
individually, you know, they're just
they also
enough.
Taste like more though.
Yeah, there's just enough in one.
Yeah,
to make you want 12.
But the thing I was most embarrassed about during my trip to IKEA, I gathered stuff. I only went there for one thing. It's like going to, you know, Lidl or Aldi. You end up going, oh, I'll get that as well. That's only a fiver. I'm sure I'll get that. That's only £7. I stick it in. So I got to the point where I needed a trolley.
Oh man.
And I was well into IKEA, like the electrical section. There was no trolleys around. And I went walking around. By the way, IKEA, your staff are incredibly helpful. I went walking around and saw a trolley just parked up by itself. I was like, yes! Relieved my arms. Everything went in.
Did you nick somebody else's trolley?
No, I was kind of conscious that someone got that far with an empty trolley. But anyway, here's the reason I know I didn't nick someone else's trolley. They abandoned it. Oh. So if you were in IKEA last night at about, I don't know, 7:30, and you heard this.
That's you. Is that the trolley wheel?
That was me. And I had my AirPods in, so I couldn't hear it. But for everyone else, they're just looking at me going, is he well?
What is wrong?
The faster I went, the louder it got, the more intense. It was just a dodgy wheel.
And how far did you wheel it for the whole?
I had to keep going. I was like, I can't leave it.
Down the lift and then through the whole
section? I'd gone through the lift, but I'd gone, when you go down the stairs, it was that part.
Let me ask you this.
From halfway
through
there.
What did you go in for?
I went in for a football light. I wanted a little football light.
Okay.
And I came out with a tent. A lamp.
How much was the tent? It was just one of those indoor tents that you play in.
17 quid, yeah, or something. Good crack. Yeah. Nearly bought a dinosaur, but I put him back.
Do they have the cardboard castles you can build up and colour them in?
I don't know if I can do them.
They used to do them. They're very good. You'd knock a good hour and a half out of them, parents.
I also love looking at sets. You know the IKEA sets where you go in and you pretend you had a gaff as nice as that.
Sets of what? Like
living room sets.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like they have amazing, if you're into gaming, they have like tube lighting to make your YouTube studio look amazing. And they have
I'm not
gaming.
Sure about tube lighting.
They have game. Well, they're IKEA ones.
I know, but it's just everywhere now.
Don't buy the cheapy ones on the internet. They had like gaming chairs that I tried out and I was like, oh, this is so comfortable. I could sit this all day from working from home. 90 lids, like, for a gaming
chair.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They had a height adjustable desk that presses a button and it goes up for you and down again. Send it on to Terry.
Nice.
Very excited. Anyway, the only problem was sort out your wheel. And I've never had the meatballs.
And did it push, like, was the function of the, like, were you pushing against, there was a resistance, there would have been, wouldn't there?
No, not resistance.
Some banger, that.
Hence
bang,
the
bang,
noise.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang. No, that was just on my phone, I recorded that. As they went by, like, everyone was just looking around, going, what is that noise? What's his problem? Sorry, that was me.
It sounds like Halloween.
I parked it right at the edge of as you're leaving IKEA, it's in one of the last trolley bays if you want to avoid it. If you're going over the next
little
while.
Should have stuck a sticker on it, yeah. Needs a bit of WD-40 there, lads.
Sorry, in advance and in retrospect. You can all laugh off. what you can do!
Apparently there's a male response to it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you'd need to have a response.
Like Eamon and Frankie, that's F.U.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I think that's probably the vibe they're going for, but that's such a good song, you don't need to do a response.
Leave it alone, yeah. That's Gail and F104.
The only person is the dog. She lets the dog off.
Oh, you have to let the dog off.
Except your dog.
That is constant straight afterlife. The dog survives.
Yeah.
You need that little bit of light, you know? You were going to tell us something there, Jim.
I tried something for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? Have you
food.
Ever... It's a food, yeah.
Yeah.
And
every day could be a school day.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going to try and be a bit more adventurous, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so I tried it, and when I opened it up, I was like, oh, dear, this isn't going to be me.
Right.
Oh, man.
Where did you get it?
In a shop.
Was it soft or hard? Squishy?
You try and guess what it is.
What colour was it? Was it beige or orange?
It was
bright.
Grey.
Grey. Okay, grey on the outside, grey on the inside.
It was kind of whitey grey.
Was it pate?
No.
Right.
You try and guess what I had. Now.
Kind of grey.
It didn't look very appetising.
Right.
And as soon as
some
I ate it.
Some kind of mousse
not
thing?
Not a mousse, not a mousse, no.
Right. Not a mousse.
And as soon as I had it, I went, oh my God.
Can you, is it spreadable? Now, could you spread it on toast?
I may have had it in my life before, but didn't realise it.
Right. Was it that Heinz sandwich
probably
spread?
In New York or somewhere. No, it wouldn't be Heinz sandwich spread.
New York.
That
New York,
stuff
New
is
York.
Evil. That's just my opinion.
Some people
not the opinion
that.
Of my employer. I've never liked it. I had a problem when I was a child. Beep. Beep. Beep.
Grey edible. You may have had it before. Spread it. Could you spread
I've
it
never
in toast?
Had, I may have had it before by mistake, like not knowing that it was in a kind of. I could have had it in a sandwich and not known.
Something grey that comes in a sandwich.
Yeah, man.
Was it some pickled thing?
Yes.
Right.
So it would be a.
Was it white cabbage?
It would be a fermented. Pickled. Yeah. It was sauerkraut, man.
You must have had that.
I've never had it before.
In a that
deli.
Place I get so those nice sandwiches
probably,
from. They do an amazing. But,
yeah. Probably I've had it in a sandwich and I liked the sandwich but didn't know why.
You have to be in the mood for now. Because it's cold and.
I'll have it every day now.
Would you?
Well, I'm a big fan of the kimchi, which is the Korean version of.
Right.
Man.
More a Kardashian man myself.
Kimchi, I like kimchi that blows the head off you.
Yeah.
So fermented food's very good for you.
Right.
Very good for your...
That's quite a New Yorker type sandwich, yeah, isn't it?
Oh, man, yeah.
Like you should have some New York deli.
Good morning to all my German brothers and sisters. Where have you been all my life?
I should get you one of those sandwiches one day. I'll bring it
yeah,
in
yeah, is what I said.
They're good.
Das is good.
But is it Italian?
Yeah, tschüss. That's what I said.
And after 6 years, that's where our German vocabulary ends.
You did 6 years.
Yeah. That's good to know, Jim. Where can you buy it? You can buy it in a
you
jar.
Anywhere,
all done,
yeah. I don't know why I've never tried it before.
Stick it on a ham sandwich. I'd say if you put it on a toasted ham sandwich and it heats up with a bit of cheese, I'd say that's a good working from home lunch.
So yeah, apparently you watch all the. I think I read about it somewhere. All the gurus.
It's good for you. That's the other thing.
The January gurus. Fermented food is something that we kind of all forgot about, and it was massive. All our ancestors were fermented everything. We gave up on fermented food and was eating fish fingers. And now we're all getting back into fermented food. And right. It's really good for your tum-tum. And it's like the benefits are for your health. They're huge. Really big.
But it does always look like it's coming from a jar from Frankenstein.
It doesn't look nice. But yeah. Man alive.
It's like floaty hairs in a jar.
Well, if you think about it, anything, it's too much. It's like it's going to, yeah, it doesn't look like
pickled
floaty
onions hair. In a jar look like eyeballs.
No, they don't.
They do. White eyeballs. They're just missing the iris.
Anyway, now I'm thinking, what else can come in jars that I have not experienced?
Jesus.
I am open to jarred food.
That's not convincing. Running all the stop signs. Boris Johnson.
Yes.
He's in a lot of trouble. And some of our own Irish politicians, what? They're being investigated themselves for having a little bit of a party.
Yeah, so he's in a lot of hot water at the moment. And whoever did this, I don't know, like, so Jed Mercurio himself has retweeted this and said, brilliant work by these guys.
The Twitter feed is led by donkeys. So he's making it seem like, but it's just so well done. It feels like they got together to do a specific episode of this.
There's a video that goes along with this.
And they green screen Boris into it.
But the voices of the people from Line of Duty sound exactly like the real actors. So,
and they're talking about the things that happened.
And they've cut in Boris shaking his head like he's in the interrogation room, full on, the big long beep at the beginning and everything. This is funny.
AC-12 interview by Superintendent Hastings, D.I. Fleming, D.I. Arnold.
On screen, I am reference LBD-1. LBD-1 is an email sent by your principal private secretary, Martin Reynolds, inviting more than 100 Downing Street staff to attend a party on the evening of May 20th, 2020.
All that subject for an interview, for an investigation by Sue Gray.
We've investigated it, and the facts are plain for everyone to see.
On May 20th, 2020, the whole country was in lockdown.
Only an hour before the party began, Oliver Dowden, your culture secretary, made a statement reminding the public of COVID regulations.
People were only permitted to meet with one person outside the household in an outdoor, public place, provided that they stayed 2 metres apart.
Sir, a gathering like the one described in LBD-1 would have been a breach of the health protection regulations in operation at the time, as well you know.
All the evidence I can see is that people have stayed within the rules. If that turns out not to be the case, and people wish to bring allegations to my attention or to the police or whoever, then of course there will be a proper sanction.
I can assure you, people have brought it to the attention of the police. Sir, did you breach said health protection regulations?
All of that, as you know, is the subject of a proper investigation by Sue Gray.
During lockdown, people had to cancel their weddings.
They were kept from visiting sick relatives.
People couldn't gather to bury their loved ones.
Families were separated. People were making incredible sacrifices.
But not you. Oh, no. You partied.
The rest of the country were following the rules.
Your rules.
Doing their bit. Doing their duty.
It wasn't just a case of one rule for us and another for them. It was more like no rules for us.
I want to apologise.
The only thing you're sorry about is you got caught.
I believed implicitly that this was a work event. It could be said technically to fall within the guidance.
A work event? Do you often have work meetings where everyone's told to bring their own booze?
With hindsight, I should have sent everyone back inside.
You broke the law. It's you who should be inside.
I have satisfied myself that the guidelines were followed at all times.
And were satisfied you knowingly and intentionally flouted the rules because you believe you're above the law. Well, fella, you've got another thing coming, believe you me. Because there are rules. The rules that bind us as a society.
Brilliant.
And as a people.
Fairness.
Decency.
Integrity.
The party's over.
Those were people at work. Those were meetings of people at work talking
Mother of God, you must think we were born yesterday, fellas. Your corruption was mistaken for incompetence. If you have got one shred of compassion for all those families who sacrificed so much, who lost so much, you'll go and let them have done with you.
Oh, brilliant.
Did they just leave?
That was put together by a gang called Led by Donkeys. They're on Twitter. Jed Mercurio has retweeted them and said, brilliant.
That's very good.
They must have got the real actors. Look, the voices are too clear.
It really
does
sound like it. If you want that link, we'll ping it back to you on WhatsApp.
Yeah, just let us know. We'll send it to you.
When's the one for Ireland? It's F104.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dee's Grange, celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
So, Encanto. Encanto, We Don't Talk About Bruno, becomes Billboard's highest charting Disney song in 26 years. Eat your heart out, let it go. They're saying everyone's talking about Bruno now. It's because Disney struck gold with the soundtrack to their latest animated smash hit, Encanto.
Hey, hey, hello from my casita. We're hotter in Billboard. Amazing. And it's freezing here. And the plane is... Okay, anyway. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. But an... Oh.
It was the summer of 2020. There was we were allowed now to travel outside your 5K, and I was in the Wicklow Mountains up near Jouse, and I got talking to a man who had a very big Alsatian with him. Very okay. Big. How are you doing? It's grand. I do like the old mountains.
This is some unusual conversation.
When you're in the mountains, you say hello to everybody because it's a sign.
You don't
of,
jump out from behind a tree or anything.
No, it's a sign of I'm not trying to do anything bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, a friend of mine was there who will talk to anybody, and he started talking to him. He was working on Vikings. He was bringing his big, huge dog for a walk.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Like the dog in Afterlife, but bigger.
So he looked like a wolf?
He was kind of like a wolf. So he pointed down to the valley. You could see this massive, big white tent at the moment. He says, there's a shooting Vikings down there at the moment. I'm working on that. And he kind of thought, I didn't think he was a spoofer. But he knew too much about it to not be. So
There used to be lots of wolves in Wicklow, and there is a place in Wicklow called Wolf.
Was there?
There was, many, many years ago.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. Anyway. It's all ready now. So they kept filming until January 2021, and we're now a year later. But Vikings Valhalla, which is, I think, for the majority of a shot in Ireland, will be on Netflix. So here's the next part.
I hear drums.
No. Shields.
You have been summoned here to avenge the death of Vikings.
Bring me England.
This flag is not my blood. It is our blood. It is Viking blood.
Deadly.
There you go.
And the Vikings, that's where they landed when they came to Ireland, into Wicklow. So there's like full circle there. Our flag means death is loosely based on the true adventures of Stead Bonnet, who's Rhys Darby, a pampered aristocrat who abandons his life of privilege to become a pirate. Arr.
Spar.
Traditionally, piracy is a culture of abuse. And my thought is, why can't one be a gentleman and a pirate? We're swashbuckling. Let's have fun with it.
This is how you die.
Is you supposed to be?
I'm Steed.
He's a gentleman pirate. You're an idiot.
But he's a fancy man with a fancy ship.
Hi all.
He travels with a brigade of imbeciles. Do I have that right?
Completely unprofessional.
Fascinating.
Take Your Waititi is Blackbeard, so I'm in.
Right. And if you want to book yourself a Ryanair over the next little while, in September in Birmingham, there is a Peaky Blinders theatrical show. If you're a fan.
Wow.
20 people involved in the cast. It's coming soon. That's Dish the Dirt. It's FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.